This is Larry London, and we welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a singer and a songwriter who has a master's degree in songwriting, which isn't very often, but we've got somebody who has achieved just that. We'd like to welcome A.J. Smith to the Voice of America and to our worldwide audience. We welcome you, A.J. Nice to have you on the Voice of America.
So awesome to be here.
And congratulations on all of the achievements and accolades. Reading through your bio, it's just, it goes on and on and on, which is something that only Fiona could do. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Really, really means a lot.
Yeah, well, you have achieved so much. And first of all, I want to address the where you've lived part of all of this. It looks like you want to be a moving target. I see that you've lived in you're living in Nashville right now, I'm assuming, but you lived in many different places, including the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
And you've continued to move around. So why have you moved so much? That would be the first question.
I guess just in keeping in that troubadour tradition, that minstrel kind of thing going on. I was born in Denver, Colorado, lived there for the first kind of part of my life, then went to the DC area, was on the Maryland side and the Virginia side, then ran away up to New York in order to chase my dreams as a musician, songwriter. And now I'm in Music City, Nashville, doing the same thing down here.
Mm-hmm. And you crossed paths with Billy Joel and Glenn Frey, the late great Glenn Frey of the Eagles. So why don't you tell me how those two icons came into your life and your career?
100%. I was really lucky in that Glenn Frey's daughter actually went to NYU, and I was at NYU on a scholarship studying songwriting, where, as you mentioned, I got my master's. Part of that was because I got to work with a master songwriter. Glenn Frey came in, and I guess as you do when your kid goes to a music school or, you know, a school with a great music department, you're like one of the most successful songwriters of all time, you wander in and you're like, hey, what are people doing here? I want to hear your student stuff. And my teacher played him my songs and a couple of other student songs. And long story short, he ended up really liking it, invited me to open for the Eagles, took me under his wing, taught me a lot about songwriting. And he really, really kind of shaped my development as a writer. And I miss him every day.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I believe his son is now performing with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Duncan, if I'm not mistaken, Deacon. Is his name.
Deacon.
Duncan Frey.
I think it's Deacon, actually.
Or Deacon. Yeah, Deacon. Yeah. I was pretty close. But I had met Glenn Frey a number of years ago when I was living back in Asia. And very nice guy, very friendly, soft-spoken, down-to-earth kind of guy. And great songwriter. So that would be certainly somebody, if I were a songwriter, that I would want to have influencing my songwriting career. And Billy Joel, he's another icon. How did you meet with Billy Joel?
Yeah, so when I first met my now fiance, we got engaged during COVID. I go to meet the family, right? And they're like the Long Island Italians kind of thing. And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm a musician. I'm coming in. I have no idea what's about to happen here. And she was like, you're going to be great. You just, you know, they love Billy Joel and they love the Mets and you're good. And I'm like, okay, I don't watch baseball. So I guess our conversation topic is going to be Billy Joel. And so, you know, I would go through dinner and everything and it's great. And then, you know, our family goes, hey, wait, so you're a pianist, right? Do you know any Billy Joel? And so we go into the other room and I'm playing on the piano. We have like a sing-along and it was awesome. And so I'm on the train ride back to Manhattan and I write in my phone, like in my notes, I want to write a song called Billy Joel. I found out that night my now fiance's favorite song was by Billy Joel, and all of that. And so I wrote a song called Billy Joel. And then because I wanted to put it out, but I didn't want it to end up coming back around where like he hated it or something like that, or he would be like, hey, you have to take this down. We tried to reach out in order to say, hey, just so you know, like you've been really inspirational and releasing this song, would love to kind of, if just have like your blessing as we do it. Cause it, you know, your name is the title of the song. He got back to us. He did one way better. He said that he loved the song, appreciated it, loved my voice. He ended up inviting me to potentially open for them when, I mean, not that he ever uses openers, but when he decides to use an opener, then invited me to do that. And also put it on Sirius XM on the Billy Joel station.
Wow.
Which was, yeah, like my first song ever on Sirius XM.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, we emailed back and forth through our people, like his people got in touch with, it was the first time I could ever say that my people got in touch with somebody's people, but you know.
Yeah, my people and your people. I thought you were going to say that he contacted you and said he's going to do a song called AJ Smith. That's what I thought you did.
Yeah, that would be the song that he would do that would pull him back to writing and releasing new material would be me, my name.
So songwriting is where it's at for you, I guess. I mean, I heard you doing a sound check. Your voice is great. You're going to do a song for us here in a second. But, you know, if you had to pick singing and songwriting as, let's say if somebody said, make a pick, you can only do one or the other. Since you have the master's in songwriting, I assume it would be songwriting.
Yeah. I've never had anybody ask me that before. I mean, I guess if I had to pick, I mean, is this like a, I would know, like I'm giving up the ability to sing, or is it?
Yep,
just,
you have to make a pick. AJ, it's one or the other. There's no yes or no. It's one or the other.
I mean, I still think songwriting because, you know, I don't know where the inspiration sometimes comes from. You know, if it's some sort of other thing that's causing the ability to create. But, you know, I could always create for other people and still be a vehicle for that creative inspiration, I guess, you know, which I think is super powerful. I never liked when I was taking piano lessons growing up, I would get kind of tired of playing Bach and Mozart and like stuff written by other people. I wanted to write my own stuff. So I would imagine if I could only sing, I would get tired of singing.
And you know what's good about that is they could never criticize your version of their material. Yeah. Bach and Mozart couldn't say, hey, AJ, you know.
Don't like the way you played that.
Didn't like the way you played that. Now, speaking of playing the piano, I hear you play 10 instruments?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it probably, maybe more at this point. I don't know.
What are those instruments? Name a few.
Well, I mean, the ones that I've got in this room, let's see. Piano, guitar, drums, bass, mandolin. I've got a ukulele in here, my violin, my banjo, harmonica somewhere. How many was that? Organ, just because, you know, it has the feet, so it is different. I'm probably missing a couple things, but.
And the dog behind you looks totally impressed with all of that. Totally impressed on the couch. You know, very impressed.
She's really adjusted to the work from home lifestyle.
I can see. I'm going to ask if you do a song for us on one of those various instruments you just named.
Sounds perfect. Let's hit the piano.
Okay. What's the name of the song and the story behind it?
Well, this is Billy Joel. I feel like that's the one I should start with, given that story.
All right. Here is AJ Smith, and this song is called Billy Joel.
You hurt sometimes, and sometimes you hurt me. They're not offend words I don't mean. We sit in silence, and you start crying. In all my pride, I never wipe your tears. That's when you call me insincere. You leave me broken, but I'm not hopeless. Because I know that you'll always be my woman, and I admit that I've been wrong. So I say, baby, what are we fighting for? I've run out of ways.
means to say that I'm so sorry. It's never too late, so let's start over. Are we crazy for falling back in love? Or can I hold you close tonight? I can sing your favorite song. You know the one by Billy Joel. I swear, my dear, you'd kill me with a sigh. You'd never mean to, 'cause you're too kind. We all have reason. Hell, I've got my own demons. You're the only one who could see my million dreams. Stays by my side when I can't breathe. That's why it's painful when we act so resentful. Oh, but you know that you'll always be my woman, and I will all be your man until I die. So I say, baby, what are we fighting for? I've run out of ways to say that I'm so sorry. It's never too late, so let's start over. Are we crazy for falling back in love? Or can I hold you close tonight? I can sing your favorite song. You know the one by Billy Joel. Oh, we're just people, and people make mistakes. I know it's harder to forgive when you're still in pain. Oh, but I never know, no, I never wanna make you change. Remember, I'm always by your side, so no matter who's right, let's find a way. Oh, I say, baby, what are we fighting for? I've run out of ways to say that I'm so sorry. It's never too late, so let's start over. Are we crazy for falling back in love? Or can I hold you close tonight? I can sing your favorite song. You know the one by Billy Joel.
That was AJ Smith, and the song is Billy Joel. And actually, Billy Joel had a chance to listen to the song and give his approval on the song, as we heard AJ explaining to us. AJ Smith is our guest, and he liked it enough to play it on his own radio show. Billy Joel has a radio show, or had a radio show, on Sirius XM here in the United States. We are broadcasting to 100 different countries around the world where they don't get to hear Sirius, but hopefully AJ Smith will go on tour and perform Billy Joel somewhere around the world. Do you tour a lot internationally?
I have not yet toured internationally, but it's definitely bucket list. I want to do it. I want to hit Europe. I want to hit Asia. I want to go everywhere. So
Now, being in this COVID world, and being that you probably have done some, I would guess, viral stuff and some viral performances and put some music out virtually, have you had a chance to connect with other countries? You know, this has been one of the positives of doing Zoom and virtual concerts and things, is that you're not limited to people in the venue. You can reach many different people in many different places. So have you heard from people in some interesting places?
Yeah. I actually started writing with a couple of people that are overseas. Some of my closest collaborators are actually in Canada. My friends that I wrote my latest song on, that came out in October, they're based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and in London, UK. And it's pretty cool that we're able to get together remotely and keep making music together.
Mm-hmm. Where is the most unusual place that you've ever written a song or gotten inspiration for a song?
The most unusual place I've gotten inspiration or written a song.
A lot of people talk about the shower and the bathroom and that kind of stuff.
I do a lot of writing in the shower.
Yeah, acoustically it's great, but you know.
I mean, I'm trying to think like what's the weird. My day to day, you know, like I'll be driving in the car on tour and I'll have my voice memos on my phone and I'll just be constantly singing into that, trying to come up with new things. I think probably one of the weirder places was out in LA for a writing trip and was visiting a friend of mine. And we went up to this place in Topanga Canyon. And it was like a commune type thing. And they had these like no electricity huts that you could rent on Airbnb and like go there. And we went up for like 3 nights and it was the most pitch black that I've ever seen other than like going to a national park or something like that. But that close to LA, I was like, whoa. And just the silence and the nature, not having a, didn't bring a flashlight to go to the house or anything like that. So we'll be better prepared next time. But that was pretty cool. It was just a really remote feeling despite being 4 minutes to downtown Los Angeles.
And for those who don't know, in that area of Los Angeles, Topanga Canyon, and I've driven down that road many times because I used to live in Calabasas and worked in Pacific Palisades, the road is hairpin, you know, curves. And if you take your eye off that road, you are done. You are finished. And but that, it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And so now living in Nashville, does where you live influence how you write?
A little bit. I mean, I think, you know, it's not like all of a sudden I'm writing country music down here. I'm still one of the pop oriented singer songwriter types in town. But I have been finding that I think just because of the people that I've made friends with here, everybody's very positive here, which is awesome. And I think a lot of my music has been a bit more positive than maybe in the past. Mm-hmm. Fewer ballads, I guess I would say. Also a lot more guitar leaning, which maybe is influenced a little bit by the fact that it's such a guitar heavy music community down here. Mm-hmm. I've been leaning more electric than acoustic, but yeah.
Now you have music that is playing in TV shows and things like that. So I guess you've got something on Netflix.
So what happened with Netflix is, do you know inspiration for the all civilian crew that went up into space and orbited the Earth for a couple of days? Mm-hmm. So I work with Martin Guitars and they reached out saying, hey, do you know SpaceX? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, so one of the astronauts going up in this mission wants to play a song in space. He's a musician, but he doesn't know how to play the ukulele and the guitar is too heavy to send up because, you know, ounce by ounce, there's only so much you can send into space. And they were like, could you teach Chris how to play the ukulele? And so I got on Zooms with Chris while he was going through astronaut training and everything like that in order to get him all set and ready so that he could play the ukulele for all the kids from St. Jude Children's Hospital from space. And that was really cool. And all of this was documented. And there was a documentary on Netflix that talks about their countdown to the mission to that civilian trip to space. And I think talks about us and us working together and all that too.
If AJ Smith is invited to go to space, would you go up to space?
I would hands down go up to space. My fiance, not so sure if she wants me to go to space. I was like, look, they came back.
That's right. They're here. Yeah. What could be so bad?
I would love to go to space. Ugh. Send me to Mars and then back. I want to come back. I don't want to like stay there.
Now, that's very interesting that you say that. And the reason I find that interesting is if I, you know, I want to get personal for just a moment here. I read in your bio where you kind of have an issue with anxiety, where you struggle a little bit with anxiety. So you wouldn't think that somebody who's got an anxiety challenge would be willing to, you know, leave their feet on the ground and go up in the air straight. You know, it's hard enough for me to get an airplane. I struggle with that. But to go straight up would be I couldn't do that.
Well, you know, I think we all self-medicate in different ways. And one of the ways that people self-medicate sometimes is adrenaline. And for me, I think the things that I struggle with in terms of anxiety and you know, depression and those kinds of things, it's sometimes brought on by social circumstances. It's sometimes brought on by fear of failure, a lot of those abstract kind of things, pushing myself super hard to the point where I've had like a mental breakdown right before having to go up on stage. And, but then you have to go out and nobody can know that just right. A few minutes before that, you were basically crying on the bathroom floor of the green room, and trying to catch your breath, you know? But I think I've always been pretty adventurous. And one of the things that I'm anxious about that gives me a lot of, I don't know, that causes a lot of those lying awake moments at night is what's my impact going to be on the world. I always try to be a good friend, be a good partner in my relationship, be a good son to my parents, be a good dad to my dog, just be a good person. And so the things that kind of keep me up are like, well, how do I scale that? How do I be a good person to more people? How do I get more people to, and I don't know, doing something pretty significant, like going to space, that's probably a pretty big impact kind of thing. Mm. I don't know.
It's kind of interesting. You know, I mean, once upon a time, somebody once told me pressure is something we put on ourselves. Mm. And so, yeah, that is, you know, what you're saying is interesting because I find that people in this industry who've achieved major success still find it very, very stressful to go out there. Shawn Mendes, and oddly enough, his girlfriend Camila Cabello has also said she's had anxiety and panic attacks on stage during shows where she's had to leave the stage. Beyonce has had to take another identity, you know, Sasha Fierce, because of mm-hmm. her anxiety on stage. So it's interesting that this, you would be your career choice to put you, you know, in front of all these people. And yet you're most vulnerable, you know, but, you know, so be it. You do a great job. And are you in the Songwriters Hall of Fame? Is that something you were up for? I'm not sure. Did that come to pass? How did that go?
So that will have to be like 30, 40 years. I forget exactly what
the criteria,
but it's like 25 years after your first label release or something like that song, like charting song or something. If it's that, I mean, my first song that charted nationally, actually in Australia, that would have been in 2015 or 2014 or something like that. So I won't be eligible for a bit, but I did receive a scholarship from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And that's the Abe Ullman Scholarship, which, I mean, that's a huge honor. I was in partnership with NYU as well, which allowed me to then go on and get my master's, which was awesome.
Well, congratulations on that. I know that's exciting. That's huge. And so I would like to ask you to do another song, if you wouldn't mind. That would be great. What are you going to do for us next?
I think I'm going to do a song that I put out when inviting my fiance to move in with me. It's called Roommate. I wrote it with a good friend of mine, James Shelley, who was the banjo player in American Authors. I don't know if you know them, but that song, Best Day of My Life, which was like a huge international song. Probably a lot of your viewers would know as soon as that banjo part comes in, that was James. And he was the one who then kind of said, hey, I think you should play this song on the ukulele. And it's kind of what took this to a whole level. So.
All right, here's AJ Smith on Border Crossings.
Is it weird for me to say I'm excited for the day we both be with the door open? I know that might sound gross, but that's the kind of love you only have when you know someone. Cause ooh, I might be short on room, but we could make this place for two. I'll move my drum set from the living room. And hey, if you saw me every day, our worst parts on display, I'd hope you'd stay. So do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my roommate? Do you wanna be, do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my new roommate? Do you wanna be, we could wake up to the same face every morning. Hope you're moving and you don't mind me snoring. Do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my new roommate? Do you wanna be like to leave a mess, I won't love you any less. I'll throw those clothes on the floor, we could walk around undressed. I'll empty all my drawers in the backseat of your car, I'll drive you to IKEA, pick a dresser we agree on. Ooh, your dad says it's too soon, and I've got a lot to prove, but I'm all in if you want to. So hey, if you saw me every day, all was spots on display, I'd hope you'd stay. So do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my new face of morning, hope you move it and you don't mind me snoring. Do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my roommate? Do you wanna be, wanna be? Do, 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 do. And I'm so damn freaking nervous that I hope I like your answer. So do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my new roommate? Do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my new roommate? We could wake up to the same face every morning, hope you'd move it and you don't mind me snoring. So do you wanna be, do you really wanna be my new roommate?
This is Border Crossings, and you're listening to AJ Smith. The song is Roommate, and AJ Smith is our guest. AJ, so that song is inspired by your fiance.
Yeah, it's inspired from when I invited her to move in with me, and we actually kind of went a little bit viral on TikTok with it. I showed in the car me playing the song for her and inviting her to move in into our spot here in Nashville now.
Wow, and so you guys met on social media, I understand.
We're a Bumble couple, so we met, we were on the apps, and I was in town in New York for a rehearsal with my band before we were supposed to go and play, do some tour dates and play some festivals. And the bassist was late to rehearsal. And so I pull out my phone. I'm like, I'll go on Bumble. And we matched just because of that amount of time that I was in the city. And I swiped right on her. And then she swiped right on me later in the day. And yeah, if I hadn't pulled my phone out, then the bassist had been on time, we would have never met.
Now, did you use an alias name like Billy Joel?
That probably would have gotten too many right swipes. No, I think I just had my just AJ. I didn't put like a last name or anything there.
And she's a Broadway actress?
Yeah, she's an actress. She's been in Anastasia the musical, An American in Paris. Toured all over the country with those shows. And then most recently in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, which is coming out in December. And then she also stars in all of my music videos.
Is she home? Is she like in the room there? She, you don't have to keep her hidden, you know.
We
can pop in and say hi. The dog's popped in and out, so we might as well see the lovely future Mrs. Smith.
I'm not sure where she is.
okay. She's probably just outside the
auditions now. So,
well, so you got a famous music showbiz couple. Oh, there she is. I knew she was listening. I knew she was close. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
So, I mean, how are you guys going to make this showbiz life work? Because you got your Broadway thing. He's got his touring thing. Is it, you know, you're going to be able to balance all this stuff?
I guess the same way we've been doing it for 5 years.
Yeah, no problems yet, huh? No. Any plans for kids? Any thought about children?
We do want
thoughts.
Kids. Not
yes.
Now.
Not now. Yeah. All right. Well, of course, first the wedding and then you talk about kids. When is the wedding? That's the most important thing.
The wedding is in June and it's going to be in Italy.
All right. Excellent. Well, congratulations to you guys. I hear he passed the test at your family's house.
Oh, yes. With flying colors.
A lot of Italians in Denver, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was fun.
Billy Joel fan. So he satisfied everybody. Everybody's happy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He great.
He rag off just by hearing it.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. So if you're from New York, right? Originally from New York? Do you like living in Nashville?
I love
from
it.
New York to Nashville. You're all right? It's an interesting change, I'm sure.
Yeah, we miss the big city in Manhattan, but I do like it here. It's a nice change of pace, slower. Everyone's really nice. And having the cars. Really
yeah,
nice.
We had to get cars in order to live down here, which yeah. is...
that's right. There's no more subways. You have to drive. You have to drive yourself. Yeah. Well, she's lovely. She's absolutely gorgeous. So you've got yourself a good one. Hold on tight. Hold on tight. You guys look happy together.
Very
congratulations, nice. You know, on a June bride. So that's exciting. That's great. And he's a very good singer and songwriter, too. So
yeah.
You guys make a happy couple. You look really, really happy. So congratulations to you guys.
Not an act.
Right. So you got to write a song now, of course, other than roommate, you got to write a song with her name now. That's yeah. the next way to score some brownie points. You know, you're beyond roommate, you know.
Oh, you're going to spoil my wedding surprises.
I'm sorry. So what is the next song that you're going to sing for us?
So the next song that I'm going to sing, it just came out October 8th. So it's been out for a little bit now, and the next songs that I'm releasing aren't coming out until 2022. So Brianna was in the music video with me. I wrote this with my friends who are in Halifax and in London, and it was about my first date that I went on with Brianna, where I was kind of the internal anxiety of, is this person going to like me? Are they going to think that I'm cool enough in order to give a second chance to? Am I just being super nerdy and awkward? And so it was sort of a song written about that internal dialogue that's going on when you're meeting somebody new for the first time.
And it's called?
It's called Cooler.
Cooler. AJ Smith on Border Crossings.
I'm sipping on my honey ginger green tea. Cause when I drink coffee, I get jittery. And I'm already nervous when you're next to me. I pray to my watch, the time would just stop. I don't know what to say cause I don't talk a lot. But I'd love to spend a couple pennies for your thoughts. And I'm hoping you can get my stomach out of night. I have to admit, I'm no good in this. And I hope that I made a good impression on you. And if I did it, baby, maybe could we get a redo? Ooh, we could meet back here in a day or two. Yeah, when I walk through that door next time, oh, I promise I'll be cooler. I swear I will be smoother, yeah. Oh, wear my leather jacket, I'll be more enthusiastic. Bring a better sense of humor. I promise I'll be cooler. No, I won't be no loser. I'll you're laughing at my jokes and me. I don't know if you think I'm corny or I'm sweet. I too have to bend these insecurities. I gotta calm down, I think I'm blowing it now. And I hope that I made a good impression on you. And if I did it, baby, maybe could I get a redo? We could meet back here in a day or two. And when I walk through that door next time, I promise I'll be cooler. I swear I will be smoother, yeah. Oh, in my leather jacket, I'll be more enthusiastic. Bring a better sense of humor. I promise I'll be cooler. No, I won't be no loser. I'll be cooler, cooler, so cool, so cool. I'll be cooler. No, I won't be no loser. Blow your mind with conversation. Won't believe the transformation. I promise I'll be cooler.
Border Crossings and AJ Smith, and the song is Cooler. And obviously, this guy is madly in love. He's got a roommate. He's got cooler. And this is all about his fiance and soon-to-be wife. And it's all about love and new love. And wow, you know, you're obviously in a good place and you're happy. A lot of albums are about heartbreak. And this album is all about new love. It sounds like it is. Or the album, I'm talking album, all of these songs, which I'm assuming are part of an album ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, Cooler is going to be the first on the full album. I might still include Billy Joel on there. And then I've got a whole bunch of other new ones that are coming out. A lot of them are inspired by Bree, which is awesome. I still have I can write the heck out of a heartbreak song. Even 5 years later, like, I'll call my friends up and be like, hey, man, I'm so sorry that you're going through a breakup. I'm here for you. Tell me all about it. I'll get all the details. So then that way I don't just have to rely on my exes from like 6, 7, 8 years ago. You know, like my high school flings and all that kind of stuff. I can actually write from something real. And yeah, so there's some really good heartbreak ones on there too.
And so the plan for 2022 is an album. Do you have any titles in mind?
Yeah, Delusions or Illusions of Grandeur. Probably Delusions of Grandeur. I'm between the two right now.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Time frame?
Well, we're going to start dropping the next singles starting in January. And it'll be pretty regular as they come out. And then probably later in the year, we'll drop the full project.
Right, right. And then probably a tour soon thereafter, but you wouldn't want to go on tour right around the wedding because you got a honeymoon and honey's going to want some attention. So yeah, that's not going to be a good time. But what is AJ?
Over there.
That's it. What does the AJ stand for?
Andrew James.
Andrew James. I love it. My son's name's Andrew. And so, you know, there's another AJ who's in contemporary pop music right now. And so does it create confusion? Do people come and say, oh, sing that song? And they say, different AJ?
I mean, there's also AJR. There's
yes, Joel.
Yeah.
And, they're a trio.
Yeah, and I think a lot of my music actually can sound like AJR's too. That would be super fun if we were on the same bill. Like, AJ Smith opening for AJR. That'd be kind of fun.
AJR, AJ.
Yeah, and but I mean, there's another AJ Smith who's an author of like fantasy books and that kind of stuff too. And then there was the guy who used to be the GM of, I think it was the Chargers or something like that.
Right,
in the NFL. It's a relatively common name, but it's my name. And, you know, I didn't go and create a... I've thought about it. I've thought, you know, hey, what's my version of Lady Gaga or my version of Freddie Mercury, Bruno Mars, like for my identity. And at the end of the day, I am who I am. My songs are me, and that's who I'm sticking with.
Wow. Well, you just named two very flamboyant musicians, Lady Gaga and Freddie Mercury. Would you classify yourself as flamboyant? Are you that way? Do you come out there in all these costumes?
Not so much in the costume. I think for me, it's more like, I mean, these are people who have, I mean, even Bruno Mars, you know, like that's not his birth name, right?
Right.
And so like the idea of creating a persona, you know, it's like Stephanie Germanotta is right. Lady Gaga, right? And, you know, to a certain extent, like the costumes can be part of that persona. And there's always a thought of, hey, should I be building up this external persona as well? Because it's almost like armor to a certain extent. Like, hey, if people don't like that, that's okay. They just don't like Lady Gaga. They could still like Stephanie.
Right.
I'm not really doing that. My music still, though, is very inspired by Freddie Mercury, by Lady Gaga's, yeah, by David Bowie's, by, you know, maybe, I guess you might say some of the more dramatic and flamboyant types of personalities, because I think that makes music extremely interesting, is, you know, pushing things. And then when you can pull it back from these sort of over the... throwing everything that we have into an arrangement, and then you pull it back into just a guitar vocal or just into a piano vocal. You know, I mean, think of like Love of My Life, Freddie Mercury with Queen going to that. And then there's still just this beauty and intimacy of that moment as well. And think of Lady Gaga acting in Star is Born and singing Shallow. And like there's, I mean, talent is talent. And when you can pull it back from that into that intimate moment, I think it's just a really beautiful thing.
Do you want to do any acting?
I love acting. I love doing it in our music videos. I've kind of been staying a little bit in my lane, because, you know, my fiance is, she's the real actress. But I've been falling in love with it more as we've been, auditions have started up again for, you know, pilot season and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I've been reading on the other side, for Bree, as she's been doing self-tapes in order to find the next project, whatever that's going to be for her. And I've been having way too much fun reading those other sides. So, I might dive into it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you on the big screen probably one day. Maybe you'll have a role along with your wife at that time. So
that would
be cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. For the international audience who want to stay in touch with you and check out your tour schedule and release dates for the new songs, where do they go?
Just find me at AJ Smith Music everywhere, and AJSmithMusic.com.
All right, AJ Smith, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been a pleasure to meet you and talk to you. And the music sounds great. Your voice sounds great. I really like your style.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
AJ Smith, our guest. My name is Larry London. Thanks for watching. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.